Julian Castro, Democrats ignore diversity, taking safe route to defeat Trump. By Kyle Morris on October 31, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful and former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro asserted Wednesday that Democrats should not take the safe route in order to win back the White House. Castro's remarks came after SiriusXM's Dino Baydala inquired about the lack of diversity among current frontrunners in the Democrat primary, which includes Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, former Vice President Joe Biden, and Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. "I don't take anything away from the people that right now are leading the pack," Castro said. "They've worked very hard. They're great, talented candidates." Castro also insisted that all he is asking for in the presidential race is a fair hearing. "There's also this anxiety among a lot of Democrats today. This thought that the best way to beat Donald Trump is the safe route," Castro continued. "And they equate that with a certain profile of candidate." Castro then claimed the Democrat Party should do what the last successful Democrat did, which was Barack Obama. "In order for Democrats to take back the White House," Castro believes, "Democrats must ignite this young, diverse coalition of working-class people and people across the country that are going to get off the sidelines and into the voting booths." Castro, who has participated in every Democrat debate held up until this point, has yet to qualify for the November debate. According to Real Clear Politics average, Castro is polling at 0.7%. Earlier this month, Castro pleaded for donations to assist with his campaign and stated that if he did not raise $800,000 by October 31, 2019, he would have to drop out of the race. "This is a critical moment. If my campaign can't raise $800,000 by October 31, my campaign will be silenced for good," Castro wrote in a tweet at the time. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.